This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's Friday. Let's kick off the weekend with some good news. AB's brought in today's story. What you got for us, AB?
I feel like influencers sometimes get a bad rap, but I'm going to share something amazing one influencer did to help out a veteran.
We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There is a man in Detroit. His name is Ed Bambus, and he is an 88-year-old veteran. He retired from his job 25 years ago, but they went bankrupt and he lost his pension. So now he's just been working at a grocery store to get by. And an influencer with 2.3 million followers heard his story and started a GoFundMe and posted about it. Within days, he has now over $1 million in that GoFundMe to help him retire.
See,
that's awesome.
We don't influence like that.
No.
That is influence.
Yes.
That is a cool story. It does feel like sometimes like influencers get these bad raps, like, oh, influencers out in the wild or whatever. But like the power of social media, the power of radio, the power of any type of mass media communication sometimes does have its negative because a lot of people like to gossip and share that through the mass media. Or we can share positivity and let that spread like a wildfire too and make good things happen to people. Love that. Now that's some good news.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Apparently yesterday was like National Cookie Day. It was also National Sock Day. Socks deserve a national day. Socks deserve some respect. Constantly getting lost around the house. I feel like the dryer eats them.
Yep.
When it comes to socks, though, and the dryer eating them, do you always go matching socks, mix match? Like, what are you wearing right now, Hannah? What do you
have on? Well, you will always catch me wearing a matched pair of socks. I'm so crazy over my socks. If one of them is missing for like over 24 hours, I throw the other one away.
A search party?
Oh, gosh.
Call SWAT team.
I can't. I have to like fold them up together in a pair. I don't like to have two of them in the same drawer if they're not folded together. I'm very, very, very particular about
I
socks.
I 100% agree with Hannah.
Wow.
Here. This is exactly how, because I am the sock guy at home. I take care of the socks in the laundry. Like, I'm the guy who's going to put them back in the drawers. And when one's missing, it is like, I can't go on with my day.
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It freaks me out.
I'm the opposite. Whenever I do my laundry, like, I'll try to match the socks, but if they don't match, I'm kind of like, whatever, and I just throw them in the drawer, and I'll wear whatever.
I think there's two different types of people in this world. There are sock crazy people and sock relaxed people, and I'm with AB. It is what it is. I just got two pairs of socks. How many times do you guys see each other's socks?
I'm wearing Uggs now. You can't even tell.
Yeah. Who cares if they're matching?
I have anxiety now.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. Are you curious what people are saying is considered rage bait when they release the color of the year?
Yes, and I also have a guess as to what the color might be.
Okay, so every year they release the color of the year. They do like all the new stuff for the year, end of the year and new year stuff. What do you think the color of the year is?
I think it's going to be something so incredibly plain that people are like, what? I think it's literally going to be white. Like,
are you just
blank
random
color.
Guess?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it is.
Knew it.
What?
Pantone is or whatever it is. Unveiled the color of the year. It's 2026 color of the year, and it's called Toilet Paper Cloud Dancer White.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's literally just white. I saw this.
Yeah, so they say you could see it, and they have said they made a statement like, we would never do that. This actually has depth. It is not just white.
They have to defend themselves every year.
Right.
Because last year, do you remember
what
last year was?
People get hostile
about
this. Wasn't
like some off brown or something?
Yes, it was poop. And so some people say, now we got toilet paper. It's poop, and now it's toilet paper.
Oh, I love it.
Some people said this is rage bait. Other people, quote, said, if Cracker Barrel can change their logo back, you can redo this pick and make an actual color.
Why do people care so much about color of the year?
Please and thank you. Switch the color of the year back. Is the phrase happy wife, happy life true?
Probably. Keep moving.
What is the most iconic footwear of all time?
Ooh, I don't know.
Do you have any guesses on this?
Oh, I know. I got a guess.
Iconic footwear of all time.
Yeah, what I thought was going to be number one.
Clogs? Crocs?
No. Brad, I bet you're thinking like Uggs. Me. We're thinking Air Jordans.
I thought Jordans finished five. Crocs, 9. They ranked the most iconic footwear of all time. Everyone's trying to guess now. Hmm. It's like Family Feud style.
Uggs? Yeah.
Uggs was 4.
Okay.
Nike Air Max, 3. Chuck Taylor's Converse. Number 2.
Yeah.
Number 1.
What are those called? Birkenstocks?
Kind of close. You're in the boot area, but no, Doc Martens boots.
Oh, Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Those aren't close.
No, yeah. You don't think, like, I just feel like boots. No.
Birkenstocks are sandals.
Yeah.
Those are dogs out.
Yeah, they're like the dogs out sandals. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. I was thinking of a different boot. Yeah, good point.
Birkenstocks, like, okay, new marketing idea.
I was thinking of the Chelsea boot, which finished 8, guys.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom School!
All right, Megan, are you ready to play?
I sure am.
All right, Megan, have you ever played Hannah's Homeschool before?
Yes.
Have you dominated?
A little.
A little domination.
A little. Oh.
Does that mean you won like in a close one, or what does that mean? What does a little domination look like?
I've played along with the radio.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, you probably always win then. Mm. All right. Hannah, you ready to leave?
I am ready to
leave. Hannah, leave the room so Megan can dominate you. We're going to ask 5 pop culture questions to each of them. We ask the same questions. That's why we make Hannah leave the room so she can't hear the questions or the answers. Let's see who gets more right. Tie goes towards Hannah. Dave Coulier now has tongue cancer after beating lymphoma. So sad. But who was he famous for playing in Full House?
Joey?
Yes, he was Uncle Joey.
Right.
Okay.
Cut it out.
This Kelsey brother claims he has never gotten into an argument despite dating his now fiance for 2.5 years.
Travis.
There you go. Who is hosting the Chicago version of Rockin' New Year's Eve? I love how you ramp it up. Yeah. The answer's going to come to me. Any guesses?
Brian Seacrest is the New York one.
That's right. Yeah.
And so Chicago is...
You want to phone a friend?
Yeah.
Okay, you can phone a friend. You can go 5 for 5. Who do you want to ask? AB or Kevin?
AB.
Okay, you want to go with AB. AB, do you remember who's hosting?
I absolutely don't remember.
Oh, great. No.
But
I'm going to say Kendrick Lamar, even though I know that's wrong.
No, it's a different rapper.
I know it's a rapper.
We talked about
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
I never would have gotten that.
Wow, you let Megan down. Okay. I feel like she did it on purpose, Megan.
Right.
Who was Spotify's most streamed artist also playing the Super Bowl?
That is Bad Bunny.
Yep. And then Wicked is a prequel to what 1939 movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
4 out of 5. The only question you missed was because of AB.
Makes sense.
We'll see how Hannah does when we bring her back in next.
Hannah's Homeschool! Hannah's Homeschool!
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio with a big, fluffy, full blanket. Because she's cold as hell. Hannah's Homeschool is on the Brett Maga Show, where we ask 5 pop culture questions to our listener friend, Megan, who did pretty well. We're going to bring Hannah back in, and we'll do the same five questions, see who gets more right. Megan, tell her how many you got right.
I got 4 out of 5.
Tell her the only question you got wrong. Who got it wrong?
AB.
Okay.
Yeah. Only question she missed was because of her good friend AB over there.
Okay, well, it's definitely not something that has to do with musicals then.
It's something you talked about yesterday on the show in great detail, and AB said she wasn't listening to you.
Love that. Yeah.
Yep. So, not to create drama,
right.
But drama.
Tea.
All right, got to get at least a 4 out of 5. We'll see how you do here, Hannah. Dave Coulier now has tongue cancer, sadly, after beating lymphoma. He is famous for playing what character on Full House?
He's not Uncle Jesse. He lives in the basement. See his face, see his blonde hair. I want to say Kenny.
Uncle Kenny.
No, not Uncle Kenny.
Cut
it out. Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey.
All right. You cannot miss the rest
Joey,
of the year.
Joey, Kenny, same thing.
Hopefully you're listening to yourself yesterday, because that's the question later on that AB missed.
That's scary.
This Kelsey brother claims he has never gotten into an argument with his fiance despite dating for 2.5 years.
You didn't know this?
No, this wasn't the one I answered.
Oh, okay. Travis Kelsey.
No. This is the question AB missed.
Okay.
Who is hosting the Chicago version of Rockin' New Year's Eve?
Chance the Rapper.
That is correct.
Thank you.
I knew it was a rapper. I didn't know which one.
Right. Yeah, she didn't know it was Chance the Rapper. Right. She just chose Kendrick Lamar.
That'd be wild.
Who was Spotify's most streamed artist also playing the Super Bowl?
Bad Bunny.
All right, for the win now, Hannah. Wicked is a prequel to what 1939 movie?
Wizard of Oz!
Wizard of Oz. 4 out of 5. Hannah gets the win. Megan, you got to say this is Megan and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Megan and I've been schooled by Hannah.
Actually, it was AB who got schooled by Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
The Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 22% of women admit when they meet another woman and they have the same of this, it annoys them. What? Do you see another woman and you're like, oh my God, same what?
I don't really care if someone has the same stuff as me.
Hannah and I have showed up to appearances before wearing the exact same dress.
Yeah, that
like outfit?
That yes. Literally does. I don't ever care about stuff like this.
Might not be materialistic. You don't know.
Hmm.
That threw everyone off too. Like, okay, maybe
the only thing I could guess is materialistic. I'm just gonna say shoes. I don't know.
Same shoes. Got the same shoe designer.
AB and I wear the same UGG boots every day.
Yeah.
All right.
The exact same ones.
You kind of threw me off. So now I'm thinking if it's not something much.
You guys are all guessing materialistic.
So I'm gonna say they have the same name.
Same name.
Oh,
interesting. Okay, I'm gonna say if they have the same purse.
It is not a materialistic thing like purse or shoes.
Dang.
It is Kevin is close, but he's not there. Very close, but not there. Knowing that Kevin is close, but not there, what do you think 22% of women admit that when another woman has this, that kind of annoys them? 855-444-6342. Text in your guesses. Come up with the answer next.
Mega Minds.
Kevin was close in the Megamind question of the day. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. 22% of women admit when they meet another woman and they have the same of this, it annoys them. Kevin, your guess was?
I said the same name.
Knowing that Kevin was close, did anyone figure it out, Hannah?
Okay, there's one guess that's very similar, but then there's another guess I just want to shout out because this would be affected to me. If someone shares the same birthday.
Oh, and that would annoy you?
That would annoy me.
That's
my
similar
day
to
is my
Kevin.
Day.
Yeah. Okay.
But the one that I think is right that people have texted in that's similar to Kevin's is the same nickname.
No. No one got him.
Same.
What other name might annoy you if you meet someone?
Their husband
name?
Or their...
No.
Their significant other's name is
not
the same?
Not significant other.
Their children?
Kids.
Kids. Oh.
If you guys share the same kid, like, damn, that's supposed to be my... Because when you're picking your kid's name, you want it to be unique, but not too unique.
People then, claim names.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you meet a kid at the park, you're like, oh, that's my kid's name, and you're like, I'm kind of annoyed. Like, okay. 22% of women admit that kind of annoys them. Actually, myself and AB were hanging out with my kids, and then AB did something that was crazy. Tell you what it was in 3 minutes. This might seem like a strange question, but for real, if you can do a backflip, give us a call. 855-444-MEGA. Anyone out there listening that can still pull off a backflip today, 855-444-6342. AB and I were hanging out. We were hanging out at one of those places where you have like the jungle gym, the trampoline park, all that kind of stuff. And AB gets on the trampoline with my kids, filming a video that's going to come out. And AB gets on the trampoline, maybe 3 jumps, and then goes, Brett, watch this. She even said it like that, like super cocky. And then did what?
I did a backflip.
Busted out the backflip, guys. It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
I haven't done it in years either.
No one does that.
My family used to have a trampoline, I don't know, 10 years ago, and my dad got rid of it, and we were all so mad. But I used to be able to do all the tricks on the trampoline. Like, I would spend hours out there teaching myself how to do it.
I want to have complete transparency with the people listening to the show right now. There are 0 callers. This is awkward. Just being honest, nobody's calling in because adults can't do backflips.
No, they can't. But I will tell you this. When I was a kid, my family went to the Y to learn how to jump on trampolines. And I don't know
what. What? There was a family trampoline class?
I don't know why.
It was a class?
Come on, it was the late 70s. Okay?
Yeah, they went to a class to learn how to do trampolines.
And I can remember the teacher doing the flips like AB did. Like, I was like, that's incredible that this guy can do that. And he goes, you guys can't do this, but watch me. And I was like, wow.
What a badass.
Yeah, and I mean, I was like, I don't know, 6, 7 at the time. But yeah, it was incredible. And to watch the video of you do that, AB, it brought me back to like, wow, there's no way I could do something like that. So incredible job.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I'll just be the first one to admit I've never been a flipper, and flipping's actually a sensitive topic for me because when I was younger and my friends had a trampoline, I tried to do a backflip and I kneed myself in the nose so hard that my nose started bleeding.
You tucked too much?
I tucked way too much. And so I will never try flip again. So when I saw your video of you flipping, I was a little jealous.
You can see the video. It's on our Instagram. Go to the Brett Maga Show and watch AB bust out this flip. It was badass.
It's the most athletic thing I can do. That's for sure.
Again, I will say this. Like, it's just something weird. I used to be able to do a front flip. And I have pulled off the front flip. I think my kids have seen me do it. So since I've become a dad. But I don't know if it's as you get older and older or the fact that AB's backflip was like to perfection. Then I didn't want to do it. I didn't feel cool
anymore. A front flip is a lot harder, but that's I can also do that. So.
Yeah, she goes, I could do both. Yeah. That's how she responded to me too. I was like, well, now I don't want to do it. So I did not do it, mainly because I didn't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
But the second reason was because she was a jerk about it. She was like, I mean, I would have given you a 2 out of 5.
I got to brag about the one thing I can do. One cool thing.
All right. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Any other adults listening that thinks they can do a backflip, has done a backflip, when's the last time you busted it out? Or maybe you're like, I used to be able to do a backflip, and now I can't anymore. 855-444-6342. Guarantee we get no phone calls. AB, it's crazy. She can do a backflip, guys.
Mm-hmm.
She busted it out. So we were filming this video, and we're hanging out at one of those places, you know, that has, like, trampolines and has, like, jungle gym and all that stuff. And AB takes, like, 3 jumps on the trampoline and says, let me see. Bro, watch this. Backflip. Perfect.
Yeah,
Simone Biles.
Yes, it's incredible.
I was shocked. Shook.
You'd never know it looking at me.
No, I've never seen AB. AB, like, can't even walk to her car, guys. She is one of
AB's in physical therapy 4 times a week, so the fact that she can just bust out a backflip is beyond
me. I mean this
me.
With all due respect. You were one of the most unathletic people I've ever met in my life.
AB was talking about eating Cheetos and going, I think I'm having a heart attack, and was still eating the Cheetos.
I was having pains in the middle of my chest, and I was like, just so you know, guys, I looked up what this means, and I think I'm about to have a heart attack. And Brett's like, you're literally sitting here eating Cheetos.
And she didn't stop. She didn't put the bag down.
Oh, yeah. And then she goes out and does this backflip.
Six hours later, she's doing flips on a trampoline, guys.
That's just my life.
Quick recovery.
Craziest thing I've ever seen. So I want to know, is there any other adults that can actually do this? When you become an adult, you just look at things differently. I actually was watching the Netflix special with Kevin Hart when he talks about just getting older. And he was just talking about, like, when you get older, walking down the stairs is scary. You know, if you do, like, the slip thing and you kind of, like, hit a couple of stairs, your life flashes before your eyes and how he got hurt trying to do, like, a race. You can't even just run the same way. AB, all of a sudden, is doing backflips. Like, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, you're an adult and you can do a backflip?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good for you.
That's confidence.
Yeah. Where?
Yeah. And like, what kind of flip are we talking about here?
Okay, so I can do front. I can do back. We have a trampoline in the backyard. We also go to the trampoline parks with the kids. And they used to, like before they were older, they didn't believe me. And then I would bust out 10 in a row, and then they shut their little mouths after that.
Wow.
10 in a row? AB, can you do 10 in a row?
I think I'd get way too dizzy.
You could bust out Melissa.
Man, that's a flex.
Impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa.
Put that on a resume or something.
Yeah. Like, that's what you should do. Next time you need like a job or anything like that, like, I could do 10 backflips in a row, like, hired.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. On the spot.
She
raise.
Can do anything.
Yeah, you could do anything.
Well, and guys, if there's a trampoline run, I can also do a round off back handspring back tuck.
I have no idea what that is, but it sounded cool as hell.
Yeah, wow.
I bet I could do that. Thinking about what that is,
oh,
I think I could
do that. Shut up. Stop.
Competition in the works.
Yeah,
exactly.
AB, that's what you need to do next time when you need a raise. You just go in there and be like, it's kind of like in like,
bring it on.
Bring it on. Yeah. But she's like, how about a back blah, blah, blah. And she like wipes off the fake tattoo. That's what you need to do.
I'm going to be doing my negotiations at the trampoline park.
Yeah. Meet me at the trampoline park, fools. Especially because you only negotiate with like old white men. Like, I'm not going to the trampoline park. Whatever raise you want, you get.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Mark Donovan, like the main man of the Chiefs front office, spilled tea that way back when Travis and Taylor started dating, Travis actually went down to the front office and requested that when the Chiefs are playing at Arrowhead and Taylor's there, that they don't play her music and that they don't show her on the screen at Arrowhead. And they've followed suit ever since. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, no way that's true, because I guess I'm used to seeing the games on the NFL, and the NFL loves to show Taylor.
Yeah.
So I was confused. But this is like at home, at Arrowhead, they do not ever show Taylor on the screen or play her music while she's there.
Oh, wow.
Actually, it makes total sense. One of the reasons I didn't think she was going to play the halftime show is I felt like she, because I do think this is probably one of Travis's last years, so he's going to address it after the season. Mm-hmm. I think it's over for him, and I don't think she ever wants to be a distraction. This is what he does for a living. It's what he's done his entire career, and he's arguably the best to ever do it at that position. She wants nothing to do to come into that world and just blow it up. Not for him or his teammates. I think she's a supportive fiance, and so I think him and her were like, look, it's not really like she's making a lot of sports music anyways,
right?
Like, pump up hype up songs. And he's like, don't make me part of it. This is your thing. I'm here to support you. And I think that's super cool.
Yeah. And Mark Donovan himself said that Travis is, you know, like a really good team player. So I think it goes hand in hand. I think Taylor didn't want to distract anybody, and Travis didn't want to separate himself from his team. So I think it was a great idea.
Because everything that happens, as soon as she's on the screen, everyone makes a comment, or as soon as everyone hears the music, it just takes away your focus. Even during warm-ups, you're kind of like, Travis, it's your girl playing. Like, I don't know. We'll just focus on
the crowd would be screaming.
Exactly. Yeah. And the crowd, where's Taylor? And then it creates an issue with leaving and
I think it's
a
safety thing, too. Like, those Chiefs fans, like, know the stadium so well. So if they show even, like, a snip of where she is, people are going to flood there. It probably wouldn't be safe.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We are about to get real intimate with AB here for a second. Can we tell you? We talk about everything. We need to talk about AB's bikini area.
Oh.
Something we have to address. For real, though, one of the things we always say on the show is we come to you for advice. We talk to you about what's happening in our lives. And AB is actually looking for some advice on should she get laser hair removal from a family member. 855-444-6342. If you have a family member who does business or does laser hair removal or something like intimate like that, would you go to a family member for something like that? 855-444-MEGA. If you've ever experienced laser hair removal, maybe you can give us some advice about how it felt when you got laser hair removal. Maybe you do that for a living, and you can give advice on if you've done friends or family, especially when it comes to the bikini area, because that feels very intimate. For puns open.
This is something I've been wanting to do for years, and I'm finally ready to like bite the bullet and just do it. And my cousin just got married, and his wife, her job is doing laser hair removal. So I was asking her a couple days ago, like, all the questions. How much does it really cost? How much does it really hurt? Like, how naked are you on the table? Like, all these things. And she was answering them all. And she was like, oh, by the way, like, if you just want me to do it when you get there, like, I can be the one to do it for you.
And the bikini area, do you want multiple areas? Do you want your legs and underarms? My wife did it for her legs and underarms.
I think I'm just going to start with bikini.
Okay, so you just want the bikini. So you're
from my waist down, I am completely naked. So, and I straight up told her, I was like, I don't know if it would make me feel more comfortable with you doing it or really awkward.
Yeah, I get that because, you know, it's weird. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, if you know somebody, do you want them actually seeing all that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have any advice on this, please jump in on this. 855-444-MEGA, because none of us have gotten our bikini area done by a family member. 855-444-6342. But maybe you have. Maybe you've gone to a friend or a family.
Yeah.
Hannah, what do you think as another woman?
As another woman, I would say that you should trust your cousin's new wife to do your laser hair removal down there. Because I think it takes a special type of person to be in that field of work. And usually they are so professional, so understanding that, I mean, she does that every day. So it's not like, you know, she's going to be seeing something she's never seen before. That is her job, is to be down there laser hair removing. And so I think it would make you feel more comfortable. And I think it's a great idea.
Would you go to a family member for your gyno?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you would, yeah. So yes? You said no.
I
so
said
then maybe,
no.
Yeah.
We have a family friend who does labor and delivery, and I would not hesitate going to her.
So that feels a little different than laser hair removal. I want to say no. And you might be surprised because I'm like, yeah, do whatever you want. Usually, I think, and this has nothing to do with your private area, sorry, but it has everything to do with, I don't think you should do any business with family. Mm-hmm. I think
I understand that.
It could only go wrong.
Right. Like, but I get a discount.
No, that's even worse.
So
worse. Like, even if you get a discount or it's free, then they feel like, oh, like, what if it doesn't go well? What if something, there's a mistake? What if something, you have a question? You don't have that freedom as the customer to complain or do anything like that. And then they're like, well, I gave it to you for free, or I gave you a discount. I'm your family member. I don't think you should mix business with family on anything. And that includes your bikini area too.
I feel like you can trust this girl though.
She told me, she was like, I would feel totally comfortable. Once you've seen
that's
one,
good.
You've seen, them, all, this is my job. Like, it's nothing to me.
From a professional standpoint, I do think she should feel professional and probably just going to feel comfortable. I do think it's not as weird as you think. Just spread an eagle. I think once, like, it's uncomfortable no matter what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But who's right. down there? I don't think it makes it less or more. I just think you shouldn't do business with family. You shouldn't get hooked up from family. I think you keep your private parts separate. Okay, do you think that AB should go to a family member for laser hair removal? Will it make it the experience more or less comfortable? What about the point that I'm making about business side of things? Like, okay, now you're going to hook up for family member. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. All right, we're having a conversation about AB's private parts. Yeah, it's the Brett Maga Show, but honestly, all joking aside, we do come to you when we're looking for advice, and we share everything with you, and AB wants to share everything with her family, apparently. She's thinking about getting laser hair removal from her cousin's wife, who does, like, laser hair removal. She's like, I want to do the bikini area, but is that awkward because they're family? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. See, AB, I don't think it's going to be awkward, spread an eagle. Although,
see, I do.
So that's what you're nervous about?
That is what I'm most nervous about.
I think it's the business side. I think once you, no. like, you get something done from family, you can't complain.
Right.
What if they don't do a good job?
That's not true.
That is
true. I would feel more comfortable complaining than spread eagle naked
no.
on the table.
With somebody you didn't know?
You should feel closer to the people to be able to be like, hey, you know, you missed a spot.
No. Family's awkward. Kevin,
yeah, I was going to say, my sister does taxes, and she was trying to give advice to my younger brother about his taxes, and he didn't listen. And then my younger brother got mad at my sister for, you know, giving him the advice.
And got ugly because
yeah,
they mixed in
and
business.
Then, and she's mad at him because he didn't take the advice. They don't talk about taxes anymore, and they don't talk, and he doesn't come to Thanksgiving. And then all of a sudden,
oh.
it's a problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
See?
So
you never mix
you
business
never
and pleasure. Mm-hmm. Katie, what do you think? Do you think AB should go to her cousin's wife for laser hair removal?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you get money off. It's the best money I've ever spent on myself.
Really? So you love
wow.
it? So what areas did you do and then you don't have to shave anymore?
Yeah, I've done my lip, my armpits, and my bikini. I was going to do my legs, but I had to have fertility assistance, so that took my money.
Fair enough. I'm sorry that you had to do that. My wife did her legs like one time, and I feel like she hasn't shaved in like forever. It's like the craziest thing.
Yeah, it's best money I ever spent, especially when you have young kids. If you've done it, you don't have to like think about shaving, whatever you're going to shave in the morning, you could just put your clothes on and go on about your day.
Katie's, yeah. Katie's like selling it. She should be a laser hair endorser.
Yeah.
Let's go. Virginia. Virginia, do you think AB should get her bikini area done from her, you know, a family member?
I'm considering it's a married cousin, and I mean, it could bring you two closer if you guys aren't
very
already close
true.
Enough.
There's one way to get
it
closer.
It could bring us really
conversations
close.
Will be flowing.
Yeah. Yep.
Crystal, your daughter actually is in this industry. So is your sister. Do you go to them?
Yes, I've gone to both of them for years.
Okay. And what have you done? The laser hair removal? What have you done?
No, just Brazilian waxing.
Okay.
I'd love to do the laser hair removal, but I would let either of them do that. I think that it also depends on your level of pettiness, like between the individuals, because if you do have an issue and go to them, if they're a super petty person, then yes, it might lead to, you know, some sort of fallout. But I can be totally honest with my sister and my daughter both and be like, you missed a spot. That time sucked. You need to do this better next time.
Yeah.
They may be hurt in the moment, but then like they get over it. And I see it as helping them with their other customers too, because I can just be brutally honest with them and then they can take that feedback and better themselves for their other customers.
So that handles the business side of things. Are you ever uncomfortable with the amount of intimacy that you have to experience with your sister and your daughter?
I was in the beginning, but after the first session, I was totally over it because they just see it as like, this is their daily job.
Yeah, that's their
it's
job.
Kind of like a dentist. Like most people would think that it'd be really gross to work on teeth, but a dentist, that's just their job. They don't mind it. And that's how my daughter is. She's like, listen, once you've seen one, you've seen them all. It doesn't matter whose it is. It's just, it's your work. So you kind of get into this like zone of just working and they're most of them are able to like take their minds to a place where it's not weird for them either. So after the first session with each of them, I was totally fine after that.
Yeah. But what happens? Okay. You've gone and you go back and all of a sudden you're like, you know, I'm gonna go somewhere else. What happens then?
You pay for a package. You're in.
You're stuck.
Yeah. You pay for like 10 sessions at once. So
if they totally sucked, I would tell them, yeah, I don't know. I would make something up.
Yeah.
but
Kevin's point is, so for the laser hair removal, you do have to do it like in a bunch of sessions. But like, say you do one area and you're like, yeah, for my legs or my underarms, I'm going to a different person or just switching in general. Like, that's when it gets awkward. That's where I get nervous when you mix in the business. Because
yeah,
all of a sudden you
true.
See him and you're like, oh, so Hannah was nervous switching hairstylists and she doesn't even know this person.
Yes.
And if you switch this, you switch your person and then you have to have Christmas dinner with them. Things are awkward.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.